Thank you very much to Nadia Al-Nashif, Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights. And now I turn to Ted Cheban, Deputy Executive Director of the United Nations Children's Fund. Mr. Cheban, given that continued conflict and attacks on schools is limiting children's access to education while increasing the exposure to protection threats, and the semi-discriminate violence also limits the access to vaccines and to other basic services, what can be done to better ensure their protection now and for the future? Please.